Radio Prague News. Two EU commissioners are meeting with top officials in Prague to debate persisting problems with EU subsidy control. A Czech tour guide kidnapped by a group of Bedouin assailants in the coastal city of Nuweiba in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula has been released. And Education Minister Josef Dobes has announced his decision to resign from office. Two EU commissioners, Laszlo Andor, the EU commissioner responsible for employment and social affairs, and the commissioner for regional policy, Johannes Hahn, are holding talks with top officials in Prague. The main issue on the agenda is the country's apparent inability to resolve its problems with subsidy control in drawing EU funds. The matter came to a head on Wednesday when the European Commission threatened to halt the payment of all EU subsidies unless the country's government improved the control and audit of EU subsidy programs by June of this year. The visiting EU commissioners are debating the issue with Prime Minister Petr Nečas, the Ministers of Finance, Local Development, Social Affairs and Education. A Czech tour guide kidnapped on Thursday morning in the coastal city of Nuweiba in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula has been released. The 35-year-old woman was abducted when her tour bus was stopped by a group of armed Bedouins while on her way back to the tourist resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The woman was later released with the help of another Bedouin tribe, who also helped to capture the four assailants. The reason for the kidnapping is still unclear, although kidnappers usually demand the release of jailed tribesmen in return for any hostages they take. Education Minister Josef Dobes has announced his decision to resign from office and will be leaving his post at the end of the month. Mr. Dobes, a minister for the Junior Public Affairs Party, explained his decision at a press briefing in Prague on Thursday, saying he could not accept a further slash to the ministry's budget, which would mean cutting teachers' salaries and, in effect, violating the government's policy program. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said the decision was an honourable one, as he had asked the cabinet to either approve a total of 23.6 billion in cuts unanimously or else resign. Mr. Dobes is one of the most contentious members of the government, having been criticised for mismanagement of EU funds, a botched university reform, and most recently his decision to extend the accreditation of the Pilsen Faculty of Law, a decision he was technically not entitled to make. He is the eighth minister to leave the current government. Industry Minister Martin Kuba has said the country should rely heavily on nuclear power in the coming years. Speaking at the International Energy Forum in Prague on Thursday, the minister said that in addition to expanding the Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia and extending the service life of Dukovany in southern Moravia, it was necessary to seek a location for a third nuclear power plant. Minister Kuba said his ministry was currently drafting a long-term energy strategy which would count on nuclear power covering 50% of domestic power consumption in the years ahead. He said the country could not support renewable energy sources that do not produce power at a reasonable price. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is to award conductor Jiří Bělohlávek the Order of the British Empire for his services to music, the British Embassy in Prague announced on Thursday. The 66-year-old Czech-born conductor, who is currently the chief conductor of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, said he was greatly honoured to have been selected for the award. He is to return to Prague to head the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra later this year. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be clear and sunny, with daytime highs reaching 19 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.